to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody, I love that song. Man, I sing it every single time it comes on. I apologize, I can't sing, but it's a great song. Hey, this is the second half hour of hour number two here on this Budget Day Tuesday. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It is here. Let's see what they're going to be able to pull off down in Lansing tonight. This is going to be an all-nighter, baby. I'm going to have the House TV pulled up on one computer. I'm going to have the Senate session pulled up on another computer. I'm going to watch Tiger Baseball, game one of the wild card playoffs in Cleveland tonight. Our best pitcher, Tarek Skubal, goes for Detroit. That starts, I believe, 7 o'clock tonight. And then I'm going to start watching House and Senate TV. And I'm going to be reporting on it tomorrow. You don't have to suffer through it. I'll do it for you. Whoa, wait a minute. Stop the presses. News alert. Just got a news alert. They're playing this game at 1:08 today. Say what? Tuesday. This is Tuesday. Yeah. This is September 30th. Yeah. Game one of the American League Wild Card Series, 1:08 in Cleveland. It's a day game. Oh, man, that screws up my... Well, no, it doesn't. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record the game. Miss Vicky's at work. Not going to watch the game without Bubba. I'll record the game, and then I'll play it at 7 o'clock. That's what I'll do. 10 hours, let's see, 7 o'clock, 3 hours, 10 p.m. Yeah, they'll still be going hot and heavy in Lansing. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. They moved the game up. Did not know that. Skubal, left-handed pitcher for the Tigers, going against Williams, the right-handed pitcher. He's got a 12-5 win-loss record with a 3.06 ERA. Skubal, one game better, winning 13 games with only a 2.21 earned run average. So if Williams allows three runs... Skubal only allows two runs. The score is going to be 3-2. And we win game one. That's my plan. Oh, man, I'm glad I checked my phone. The budget. Traditionally, the Department of Health and Human Services budget is the state's largest budget. Proposed by the Democrats in the Senate and the governor, almost $40 billion. This department, folks, is half of our entire budget. Well, this past weekend, State Senator Sylvia Santana, Democrat, chair of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee, that oversees the Department of Health and Human Services, described being awake for 20 consecutive hours. In a full one-day period, she was up for 20 hours straight negotiating with her House counterparts. Santana trying to make the case for things like water affordability programs. Republicans totally against it. Also, part of the House's proposal for Department of Health and Human Services budget from August was to speed up Michigan's implementation of a new workforce obligations for assessing Medicaid coverage. Remember the Healthy Michigan program started under Governor Rick Snyder? Well, now they have to show some effort and be required to work a minimum number of hours in order to get the Medicaid Healthy Michigan insurance. For example, through the federal One Big Beautiful Bill Act mandates heightened workforce and or community service requirements will be enacted prior to the 2027 year. So, therefore, it's got to be part of and should be part of this 2026 budget, which leads into 2027. Department of Health and Human Services, under the House budget proposal, would need to apply them to the Healthy Michigan Medicaid insurance plan before next year's budget starts. A part of the House proposal, this is something that they put in the House budget, is what the Republicans want to make part of this fiscal 2026 budget. The Healthy Michigan Plan refers to when Michigan elected officials expanded eligibility for Medicaid coverage during previous Governor Rick Snyder's administration. Well, these plans are going to be amended based on the funding they get from Washington. So back on August 27th, just basically a month and 3 days ago, the House budget plan sped up the new Medicaid work mandates for this Healthy Michigan Medicaid insurance. Dintana said, quote, that this is still being discussed. I think that perhaps there may be some reductions in different areas, but I think between the House chairs and myself, we've tried to come up with a very comprehensive budget that still matters to people and will save this very important Medicaid insurance. Now, moving into the House recent road funding bills, House Bill 4951 aims to create around $420 million in new funding for the roads by subjecting marijuana to a 24% new wholesale tax. Democratic leaders in the state will likely need Republican support to get the bill to the governor's desk. Already, one member of their small 19-18 seat majority is opposed to the concept. Oh yeah, this is going to be bad for marijuana sales. So the pot-smoking Senator Jeff Irwin, communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, said, quote, "This idea that we would double the cannabis tax is just a huge benefit to illegal drug dealers. We have the most participation in the legal market in the country. And by doing this, this is going to drive people back into the black market, back into the hands of the criminal gangs, back into a place where these products are not tested. And that's in addition to all the negative impacts it's going to have, forcing marijuana shops to close." Honestly, can't disagree with any of that. Back in the fall of 2018, Proposal 1, Marijuana Legislation Initiative, passed on the ballot. "We became a legalized marijuana state because 55.89% of the voters voted to legalize the recreational use and possession of marijuana for folks 21 years old and up. Part of that measure subjected weed retailers as well as micro businesses to a 10% excise tax. At the time, that was the revenue they were going to tax it at. Well, the Democrats and the governor want to add an additional 20% wholesale tax. Well, Irwin, a Democrat from Ann Arbor, saying, I'm not going to support it. So they don't have enough votes unless they can get a Republican senator to replace Irwin's vote and it passes 19-18. Irwin said, quote, I certainly don't intend to double the tax on cannabis when we're only a few years into this industry. If you make participating in the legal market the rational choice for consumers and producers, that's how you get a successful, functioning market like Michigan has. You play games with it, you could screw the whole thing up. You'll drive people back into the black market, criminal gangs. No testing will be done on any of the products. You don't know if they got fentanyl in there. You have no idea what you're buying. And you're going to shut down a lot of these pot shops that were given licenses, invested a lot of money into building or renovating buildings to open up their pot shop. And according to Irwin, senator from Ann Arbor, these shops could close, putting people out of work, causing losing all that investment into these buildings, and having another vacant building in the community. Irwin went on to say, we have enough empty buildings in the state, we don't need more. Can't argue with that statement either. Irwin, were you not high when you gave these quotes to Murr? Because you're making a lot of sense this morning, and I never agree with Senator Irwin. So, $420 million out of the $1.8 I was hoping to be $2 billion for permanent road funding formula. $420 million, folks, that's what, 25% of it? It's a quarter of what they want to do for the roads. We'll see if it passes. Final segment, hour number two, we'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Cannabis workers, special interest lobbying advocates will be in Lansing today as the budget is hammered out in this last minute attempt to be there to protest the newly proposed 24% wholesale tax in order to fund the roads. The goal is to remind the lawmakers of the people power behind pot. Michigan Cannabis Industry Association Executive Director Robin Snyder said that the cannabis industry cannot absorb a new tax without job losses. The industry expects to lose a minimum of 14% in their total sales as a result of this new tax, and could potentially be forced to lay off jobs, people, out of the roughly 47,000 poor jobs that have sprung up in this industry since 2018 when we became a legal recreational marijuana state. Snyder said, I think the lawmakers are forgetting how powerful the cannabis voters are, what we've accomplished, and, frankly, what we're capable of doing. Whoa. You know what that sounds like? They're going to primary some of these elected officials if they pass this new tax. Snyder went on to say, the industry has already passed two ballot initiatives, and they know how to grow a grassroots movement very handily. We are going to go back to our districts, and we're going to support new candidates for every person who votes yes on this bill. That will be our next step, Snyder said. Additionally, Snyder said that the attorneys for the Cannabis Industry Association are currently reviewing House Bill 4951, which passed through the House with a 78-21 vote, bipartisan. Well, this meets the 3/4 majority needed, or if they were 4/4 vote of the 82 votes required to change the Michigan Regulation and Taxation Marijuana Act in order to fund the road deal, we will be watching those four seats very closely. She said, Snyder went on to say, 1/3 of the taxes already go to roads. Adding more taxes not only would damage the industry, could result in sales decline, but definitely will cause job layoffs. She pointed to the state of Communist California, where they put a new 25% sales tax on marijuana and caused sales to drop immediately and caused the black market to fire back up. In California, gangs are selling marijuana now again. Why? Because of this new tax. Thayer said the $420 million the state expects to raise from wholesale taxes, which was about to drop out from under them, she says this is going to be a trap door. They vote for this, they trigger it, there's no going back. We know a lot of our sales come from border states. Canada, as well as Ohio, Indiana. We even have people coming as far from Kentucky and Tennessee. There will be no reason for residents of Ohio and Illinois to come here. She said the industry has already offered an alternative to the wholesale tax to make up the road funding that is needed. But they, the legislators in Lansing who she's referring to, are rushing this through. And they are not making smart decisions right now because they're in a crunch time. National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws of Michigan Executive Director Jamie Lowell agreed. It's not a smart move. And on behalf of the legislature to go after the cannabis industry is just plain dumb. Okay. Lowell continues to say, the cannabis industry is doing its part and is coming through with what we said we would do for the roads. It kind of feels like we're being picked on. I know it's easy, it's trendy, but in a little bit, other states are going to be picking up on this industry and could force our industry to completely die here in the state of Michigan. Lowell said he believes the reason cannabis was chosen was because it was an easy sell to the Republicans. And looks like we were correct. Bipartisan vote, 78 to 21. Finally, Lowell says he sees this new wholesale tax, if passed, it's going to be challenged in the courts. Because the three-quarters votes needed in the House weren't reached technically by four votes. We're going to take them to court. We'll see what the courts say about our state constitution. Got a few more lines on this story. We'll finish it top of the next hour. News break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt government.